I would say it is the curtain pulled back, to be honest. In my opinion, this has been going on for years, and it has to stop. And I'm kind of glad it's come to light now, and it's in the public domain. I think they tried to get rid of this problem a few years back. I'm obviously not involved in it anymore, or haven't been for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know what way they operate anymore, but I think they try to increase the amount of judges to, you know, help with this problem. But it's still going on, and it has to stop.
And is it fair to say that the reason you didn't get into teaching per se was because of your suspicions?
I joined the show business when I was 16, and did that for 15 and a half years, and then I created my own show. So, you know, I was always more into the production end of things. Mm. But my fiance she was teaching for a while. And one of the things I remember saying to her at the start was like, listen, I don't mind you going teaching. I don't really want to be involved. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to be involved. Because it's so, you know, it is out there. People know about it. And it's disgraceful and it's sickening. And, you know, I just feel for the children, you know, putting in blood, sweat and tears. And, you know, and then having, you know, people potentially should have won competitions, big competitions, and then they don't. You know, it's not a nice thing, and it's not a nice environment for me to be involved in.
Yeah, it's horrible for the children, because they're all affected. The winners now will have their achievements questioned, and those that perhaps on the day it was clear they should have won will never have that.
I suppose from a personal point of view, like, back in, I think it was 94, I got fourth in the world myself. And I actually won one of my dances outright, and a local adjudicator, I suppose, didn't give me the marks I felt I should have got, or, you know, I was still honored to get that position.
Yeah, you know yourself, you'd done, you know what you'd done, yeah, and it felt wrong at that time, something was up.
Well, to be fair, I was still, you know, amazed at what I got, but at the same time, there's something that didn't seem right when all the other adjudicators gave me like great marks, and the local adjudicator maybe thought that maybe I wasn't going to be in the mix as such. With, you know, it was strange that their adjudicators I didn't know from America and stuff that gave me what I deserved, I suppose, and then she didn't, I suppose, thinking I wouldn't be up there, not for the performance or what I deserved.
Right, Raymond, finally, there's going to be some pain in getting this resolved for the reasons we've been outlining, but it's obviously been rumbling along. People within this element of the business knew it was going on, or at least suspected it was going on. Now it's out in the open.
Yeah, I'm glad it is. And, you know, I always wondered why people aren't speaking up about it, you know, and I suppose they're too afraid. And
I think the evidence
a lot of my
is helpful now. You know, the evidence, because once you have screenshots of conversations, you know, it's easier to sort of, you know, once you've got evidence is so important, because, you know, you could get sued up to your ears if you didn't have that. Maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah, well, I've heard, again, it's only hearsay, like from friends and I've been in the industry, that that, you know, this has been brought to the attention of the CLRG before, but, you know, for some reason it was brushed under the carpet or wasn't. Now that it's in the public domain, it's a different story, and I'm kind of glad it is.
Thanks for your time, Raymond, this morning. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Craig.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care, Raymond. That's Raymond Sweeney there. Okay. Just before a break, a caller says it's not the only industry. All these competitions are the same. It's about who knows the judges. I pulled my son and daughter from it once I witnessed a competition one day. The person who won may have been a great dancer, but not on that day. And the young children who deserved to win were left in tears. But how much, I mean, and then there is obviously the conversation that's been happening for years about the expensive dresses, the hair, the tan and all that kind of stuff, you know, but huge expense, people traveling all over the place with